You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, Adam Kingsmill, two-time Paralympic silver medalist and a 2024 para hockey world champion, and has played dozens of games representing the red and white. However, his humble beginnings started in Smithers, playing pond hockey in the backyard. Coming from a family of goaltenders, following first his father and then his brother, Kingsmill only started playing para hockey in 2016. He had received an invitation to Hockey Canada's Next Generation Prospect Hockey Camp after coaches saw footage of him playing stand-up hockey at a tryout for the Caribou Cougars in Prince George. In 2021, he was one of four members of Team Canada to make his debut at the World Para Ice Hockey Championships held in Ostrava, Czechia, and in 2022, he made his Paralympic debut in Beijing, China, and most recently returned from the 2026 Paralympic Games in Milano Cortina, Italy, where he won silver. But despite all the accolades, he still has his sights set on Paralympic gold. Today we catch up with Adam about what starting between the pipes at the Paralympics in Milano Cortina meant for him and his family, and how he and his teammates plan to be ready to go after gold at the 2030 Paralympic Games in the French Alps.
A pass in front, just misses, now put back door, at the side of the net, they score! Dominic Cozzolino for Canada! How's that for a start, partner?
Put on goal, Jacobs Webb scores! And Don Jacobs Webb!
Yeah, I've always had a close connection with Smithers. I mean, I moved away when I was about 15 from Smithers, and I try and find my way back there, every chance that I get during the holidays, especially because my brother's up there and both my parents are up there. So it's always good to get back and see some friends as well. But really just a community that has never really stopped supporting me throughout my entire journey. And at the end of the day, I call Smithers home and I am just so proudful to be there or be from there.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm sure not a lot of people would disagree with that. Now, you just came off another Paralympic journey in Milano Cortina, the 2026 Paralympic Games, but your hockey career started in Smithers. So maybe give us a little bit of a background of, you know, how did your life start on the ice?
Yeah, I think like most Canadian kids, you know, I grew up watching hockey and that's all that I've ever wanted to do. And fortunately, when I was younger, my parents had a pond in the backyard, which would freeze over every winter. And, you know, for 9 months of the year, we had a pretty decent skating rink. And it was about 6 months after I had lost my leg in 2002 that I was actually on that backyard pond skating around with my brother pushing me into the snowbanks. And just fell in love with the game from there, and all my family played, my brother, my dad, my mom. So it was just a natural fit. And growing up in Smithers and having a disability, I wasn't aware of para sports or sledge hockey in particular. So, you know, I went straight into the minor hockey route of stand up hockey and was fortunate enough to play on some really good teams and had a tryout with the Caribou Cougars, which really gave me an interview into sledge hockey, because once Hockey Canada got wind of that, they gave me a phone call, asked me to come up to Toronto and try para hockey. And from there, I kind of fell in love with the game, and there was a new challenge for me and, you know, something that would ultimately allow me to hopefully don the maple leaf, which I've been fortunate enough to do in two Paralympics and for 5 years now on the national team.
Finding a pass, turning, shooting, blocked en route, big play from Hickey, puck into the corner, time running out on Team USA, Jones for Farmer, a shot over top the goal, 3 seconds to go, and that'll do it! Canada, golden in Calgary!
once you did connect with Hockey Canada, you know, sledge hockey is obviously a big difference between, as you mentioned, stand-up hockey. So tell me, how did that transition happen, and what was, you know, what was the learning curve like?
You know, I originally thought that it wasn't that big of a learning curve. How I particularly sit in a sled is kind of like you would in a butterfly. You're just in that an entire game. But what really, you kind of, you get the angles and, you know, the mentality of a goalie, everything stays the same. But I think my biggest learning curve was for sure using my hands to try and, you know, cut down those angles and, you know, bait guys specific sides and, you know, just try and move side to side and, you know, forwards and backwards as quickly as I could. That was a big challenge and, you know, something that I'm trying to improve on every year here and every day. So, ultimately it was a pretty easy transition. I had some great, great help through, you know, multiple goaltending coaches and as well, the goalies in the national system here, everyone from the development program all the way up to the national team was always willing to lend a hand and try and tinker with new things. Cause in para hockey, it's a little bit more, complicated than just strapping on skate boots. You got to be pretty comfortable on your sled, and each one is different from each or for each person and each disability. So, you know, it's always a learning game and something that will never stop adapting and trying to change even, to the point that I'm playing at right now. So, you know, really it's just a support that, you know, I felt from Canada as a whole, and that really tied into, you know, the feeling behind wearing the Maple Leaf, knowing that everyone in Smithers would do everything that they could to support me growing up to when I did get to that stage and, you know, I had the same support at the bigger stage as I did, you know, on 6 a.m. practices in Smithers.
There are a small percentage of hockey players that make it to a national level, and the percentage of, you know, para hockey elite athletes is even smaller. You being a goaltender, you know, there's very, very few Paralympic goaltenders that have played for Canada. Getting into that and getting onto the national team, what did that mean for you, and especially when you first played your first international game? What did that mean to you to finally get there?
You know what, that's a great question, and quite honestly, I don't really remember the first game I actually played underneath the Maple Leaf, but I'll always remember the first game that I played played at the Paralympics. And like you said, there's so many phenomenal goalies, and the goalie that I had kind of leading our way into Beijing 2022, he was such a smart, hardworking, and kind of a stoic human being, but would always give his any time of day to help me. And especially during Beijing, I had to improve on a lot and learn on a lot. So it was a good way for me to learn how to be a high performance goalie and, you know, everything that takes to get there, including, you know, a lot of mental performance work that I've done over the past few years for sure. But yeah, ultimately getting into that stage, I remember in Beijing, I believe I was playing against Korea, and unfortunately my family couldn't be there, but I could look up in the stands and still see them sitting there. Like we talked about our 6 a.m. skates, and my father would always be up in the stands watching and, you know, just love to watch me play. And I could see both my parents sitting there, even though they're half a world away.
The streak is over. Canada defeats the United States 2-1 in the gold medal game and is golden at the World Para Ice Hockey Championships in Calgary.
Fast forward from the 2024 Para Hockey World Championships in Calgary. Also fast forward from the first Paralympic Winter Games in Beijing, China. You just came back from Milano Cortina in 2026. How was this Paralympics different than the last one?
Yeah, I think this Games, you know, I was able to kind of prove to myself and not everyone else, but more for myself that, you know, I deserve to be here. And the first time wasn't a fluke, and just kind of get to show off all of my the hard work that not only myself, but the team has been working on over the past few years. So You know, that was one aspect that was big for me heading in, and just a big confidence booster. But in terms of, you know, Beijing being a COVID games and having our family here in Italy, it was incredible. We broke attendance records into games. I think our gold medal game was up to 12,000 fans, and then just millions of people watching over CBC Gem. So, you know, just having that support and having my family in the stands and being there and enjoying, you know, all the festivities that go along with the Olympics, and knowing that, you know, all of their hard work, you know, was for something. So, you know, it was just, I think that was the biggest thing that I took out of the games. I was just so grateful that they're able to be there to celebrate with me.
Now, Adam, you are a Paralympic medalist now officially. Where do you go from here?
Yeah, I'm a Paralympic medalist, but not yet a Paralympic gold medalist. So I think, you know, we've got the next 4 years here to put in a lot of work. And, you know, that's my goal at the end of the day, is to bring back gold to Canada. Because like you said at the beginning of the interview, you know, we have a special bond here in Canada with hockey. And, you know, we only expect the best. And that's something that I want to bring back here.
Adam, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for chatting with us, and all the best on your journey ahead.
Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists. I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.